balls out there, no wife, no kids, just reeling them fish and twisting them lids. Got a good one on, that's my kind of fun. No time for talking, cause I gotta run. When you get tired of what your life's been dishing, just think of that saying, I'd rather be fishing. A bad day of fishing is better than...
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Mike the Grizz.
And yep, that's right.
And we were just talking about some interesting weather that's happening down
sure
in southern Baja, where I believe the annual rainfall is, what, about 8 to 10 inches, something like that, down in Baja Sur, you know, from Los Cabos in that area. And last week you had 12 inches in 3 days.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. And it rained. It keeps raining almost every night. It looks like it's going to rain again. It rained last night. It rained the night before. I mean, every night it's just running, and it's coming down out of the mountains and just flooding the streets, and the poor guys are out there sweeping all the sand and everything. I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Okay. Well, it does look like we have Anna Gloria from Loreto, and let's get that lovely lady on the line, and let's find out a little bit about, I know you know something about Loreto because I was on your website, and I saw a television show you did with Anna Gloria, and that was pretty exciting stuff. So let's bring her on and get some more information. Anna Gloria, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome, John. It's so nice that I can talk to you again, and to you, Mike.
How you doing, baby doll?
Hey, Grizz, she's married.
I know that, and her husband's a very good friend of mine, and I do that in front of her husband.
Okay.
Yes, correct. We are very good friends, and we had a lot of fun, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. We had a lot of fun. The new show was out last night. I'll send it to you. But anyway, tell us what's happening down there, or up there for me and down there for John. What's happening in Loreto, girl?
Oh, well, Loreto is still, very peaceful. Like I told you last time we were in, talking, you know, on the phone, how very calm, no tragedies at all. We had some rain, which was great. The fishing has been fantastic. After the rain, the sardinas came in and everything. It has been nice. And we're preparing for the festivities of the Virgin of Loreto on September the 8th.
Okay.
Well, remember, we're a fishing village, right? We're a small town.
One of the things I love about Baja is it's any excuse for a fiesta. You know, it seems like every week there's a Saints Day or a national holiday, and the people take to the streets and have a good time. It's just so much fun to be down there and celebrate with everybody.
Let's
take a little bit of a break, and to get people a better idea about Loreto, it is, I guess it's a little more than halfway down the peninsula. And, you know, it's different than Cabo San Lucas and even La Paz. It's a smaller town, but it's one of the oldest towns in North America.
Oh, yes, definitely. Loreto is a very small village, fishing village. 17,000 people live here, and was the first capital of California. The first mission was built here in Loreto in 1697 by the Jesuits, and they started to build all the churches all the way up to Monterey, California, and at once we were the capital of California, Mexico, and California, United States.
Well, that's what you said. When you say California, we don't just mean Baja California Sur or Baja California, but we mean, you know, like you said, all the way from Cabo San Lucas to almost to San Francisco.
Sí. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess that means that I want to be careful and be politically correct, but maybe that's the people that we are in California, maybe we're the illegal immigrants.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No. You're excellent neighbors.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay,
no,
but
no.
Loreto is it is a very interesting place because you've got, you know, the mountains right behind you, and what is that mountain range?
La Giganta.
The giant.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Sí, Sierra La Giganta.
And
And it's where Mike did the show in San Javier and the milking of the goat. Where we had a lot of fun, yes.
Yeah, that was great.
And there is where the second mission in San Javier, the second mission the Jesuits built, and that mission is still intact.
Mm-hmm. And where is that?
In San Javier.
Okay.
The town of San Javier is only 32 kilometers from Loreto.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And,
And well, certainly there's a very, very rich history and culture in Baja California and Loreto in particular.
Yes, of course.
They've got everything. You know, they've got paintings on the walls. They've got caves. I mean, actually, John, there it's a whole new ball of wax. There's so many things to see. And as I say on my shows and stuff like that, it's a very kicked-back atmosphere. Everybody just wants to sit back, fish, and eat clams and tell jokes, and nobody's in a hurry to do anything, which is a problem sometimes, but most of the time, no.
Well, I haven't had the opportunity to go through there a lot, but over the last few years, I have driven through there a couple times, and it's what strikes me is it's so clean, and it is relaxed, but, you know, there's no dirt, trash, there's no graffiti, and, you know, it's just, you know, the people in town take a lot of pride.
Well, if you get up, John, like at 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock, like I do when I go fishing, you'll see all the ladies out there sweeping the streets and cleaning the sidewalks, and they take very much pride in their town. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and everybody is, you don't see trash because people are educated. They know what to do with trash.
And they have an international airport.
Yeah.
Correct.
And so now let's talk about some fishing. You did mention after the rains came, and what happens is most people may know, but if you don't, when the mountains that are right behind you, the arroyos that during the dry season, they kind of get filled up with debris and some weeds and you know, cactus and trees. Well, when all that gets washed out into the ocean, it for the next couple of weeks or month, it floats around and it becomes an attractant for fish. In particular, we loved to what did you call it, Mike? Trash fishing.
Trash fishing, yeah. Actually, what happens is it forms a shade or a hiding place for the smaller bait fish. So they go in there and stay out of the, because they want to stay out of the sun. It actually, what it does, it forms a structure in the top of the ocean, which, you know, just doesn't happen. So this structure is floating. So all these small little bait fish get all underneath it, and then the dorados go looking to eat. So they come after the little guys, and then, so that's what we do. We go trash fishing. I mean, I've seen as many as 50, 60 dorado up to 50 pounds under one little log that's floating. It's incredible.
Well, it looks like we better hurry up and get down there, Mike.
I think I'm probably going. The lady you're talking to on the phone is telling me to come, and after this tournament, I just may do it.
Okay. Oh, that's right. And
Mike?
I will do it. I promise.
Have fun again.
Okay. Anna, real quickly, tell us about what you do down there and about your operation.
The Hotel Oasis?
Yes. We've only got less than a minute.
Oh, okay. The Hotel Oasis is a family-owned business, and everything is constructed with the materials of the region. Even, you know, we serve the typical dish from Loreto, the clam bakes, the almejas that Mike was saying to us, and saying to you, I mean. And we cater for fishermen and for people that just wants to come and kick back and relax and not expecting, like, a nightlife and all that. The town is very peaceful.
Well, but there are plenty of restaurants, and if you want to find something to drink, I'm sure you can.
Well, they've got a beautiful bar, John,
yeah,
right there at their hotel. I mean, you really don't need to look any farther. But how do we get a hold of you? What's your website?
HotelOasis.com, and our toll-free number, 1-866-482-0247.
Perfect. HotelOasis.com. Thank you very much, Anna Gloria. Grizz, you stick around. We're going to be right back, and you're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you. World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Please, I'd rather be fishing. Yeah. I'd rather be fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And in La Paz, we have Mike the Grizz. We just talked to Ana Gloria in Loreto. Now we're going to go to the East Cape of Baja, and we have Chucky Van Warmer from the Van Warmer Resorts. And it's a pleasure. Gosh, 2 weeks in a row, Chucky. How lucky can we get?
Oh,
but I know last week we had some rain in different parts of Baja, and apparently it's already helping some of the fishing. But we're getting into the time of the year where it's getting a little warm, and also the time of the year where all the tournaments are coming up. So give us an idea what's going on down in East Cape.
Well, the East Cape's continued with the same rate of fishing. Dorado is wide open. The schools of tuna are same area, same place. They don't move that much. And, of course, lots of them, the 40, 50, 60-pound range. Marlin, blue marlin, striped marlin. There was a few black marlin caught also. Not a whole lot, but one. So you can get all of the Makaira family. And right now, and this is a time of the year where if you're looking for the Grand Slam, you can probably get it, during this time of the year. And as far as rooster fish fishing, still good. We haven't gotten to bottom fishing right now, but because of the amount of fish that we're catching, and everybody's concentrating on Dorado and tuna.
Mm-hmm. Top water.
So they want to fill up their coolers and bring some. Fish home.
Well, the Dorado are certainly, and tuna, those are something I certainly like to have for dinner, that's for sure. And of course, as we all know, the billfish, we don't kill those.
No, that we catch and release, CPR, catch, picture, release.
Okay, right. Catch, picture, release, CPR, okay. And then you're talking about a Grand Slam, so you seeing sails down there too?
Sails, stripers, blues, and blacks.
Okay. Boy, that would be a Grand Slam. I have never had the opportunity to catch a black marlin. But I would, of course, when you're down visiting Chucky, striped marlin are almost a given.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, you can, what? And the funny part about it is that it's doable, and you can do it in a day.
And how far from your resort do you have to go to catch these?
You know what? It's right in front of Punta Colorada, so I would guess 15 miles, mm-hmm. 16 at the most.
Right, right. And yeah, that's the great thing about where you're located is, you can go, you can fish Saraval or the, you go in any direction depending on what the water temperature, where the bait is, and you can always find some great fishing.
You know what? Right now is the time, for us it's good because the fishing's so close. It's worthwhile, when we have to go far away. But you're right, we're at the East Cape. We can go to Saravo, Ocho. The fish, the buoys there at El Cardonal. We can go to Los Frailes, Cabo Pulmo, Punta Colorada, all of that area, which is really good fishing, too. Well, so we're privileged to be there at that location.
And the other thing I'll mention real quickly is that you've got the boats. I think you've probably got more boats available to you than anywhere else in Mexico. And I understand at one time someone told that you have more boats than the Mexican Navy.
That could be true.
Could be true. Okay. Chucky.
Mexican doesn't have that many.
Yeah, that's true, too. But there's a phone number that's easy to reach you. And, of course, it's you can go to fishtalkradio.com and just click on Van Warmer Resorts. But what is that phone number?
It's very easy. 877-777-TUNA.
877-777-TUNA. Chucky, thank you very much, and we look forward to coming down and seeing you as soon as we can.
Okay, buddy. We'll be waiting for you.
Thanks. Great. Okay, we're going to do something a little bit different right now, and I wouldn't exactly call it a Eastern Sierra report, but we have Alan Phillips on the line with us, and was a good friend, and was talking to him just recently, and he was talking about a recent trip that he and his family have made almost a pilgrimage of. And Alan, would you mind sharing that with us and a little bit on how you got started doing this?
Oh, sure, no problem. Yeah, it's we go to the Middle Fork of the Feather River, which is a couple hours north of Sacramento. I've been going there since my dad took me there in his original convertible Ford Mustang in 1964. We go back every year. It's a long trek down to the river from the main highway, about 8 miles. But once you're there, there's a beautiful, undisturbed river that is a trout fishing mecca. And the great aspect of it is it has really no pressure. There's nobody that goes there to fish. You know, we were the only people down there, other than one or two other campers, for about 4 or 5 days. So it was fabulous. We caught trout. We ate some delicious trout, but mostly we just catch and release. But at the end of the day, we keep a few, and you know, that's our dinner.
So you've had this family tradition 64. That's about 45 years.
Yeah. I've been going there for over 45 years, and we generally go on Father's Day. I could share a special note that my dad's ashes are spread up there. When he passed away a number of years back, that was his request. So we always made it a journey to go on Father's Day weekend to you know, sort of salute his presence. Mm-hmm.
So you take your daughter up there?
Yeah, we took my daughter and I took our neighbor's young boy, 10-year-old, and he'd never been fishing before, never been camping, and he caught his first trout. And it was really a great thing to see. He tied the knot after I showed him how to do it. You know, he casted it, he did the whole thing, and bam, he got a fish.
Wow. No, that's
it was very, very exciting. I mean, you can't imagine the look on a little boy's face. You know, it was really exciting.
Well, you know, that's what we're all about, and especially when you can make it a family tradition and get the kids out going, and who knows how long this tradition is going to continue. 45 years, and your daughter is, what, 8 years old now?
Yeah, she's 8 years old, and you know, I suspect as much as she enjoys it, she'll probably continue it. You know, as years move forward.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, what a great story!
Yeah.
Well,
it's such a beautiful spot that you get there and you allocate 2 or 3 or 4 days or however many. But when you get to the closing point, you think, you know, I'd like to stay another 3 or 4 days. It's,
right.
It's just that kind of spot.
And those places still do exist. So everybody that's out there, I know school is starting up, but, you know, you need to, this is the kind of thing that it takes to bring families together, and especially a strong tradition like you have. And I will mention real quick that Alan Phillips is one of the premier winemakers in California with Fuentes and Phillips Wines, and that's certainly my favorite. Alan, we appreciate you coming on and sharing that little family story with us. It's, you know, I think it'll motivate some people to do the same thing.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing to do.
Okay. Alan, thanks. We'll be talking to you real soon.
Okay, you bet. Thanks.
Grizz, he was a little soft. Did you get a chance to listen to that?
Yeah, I heard everything. It was kind of dim, but I heard it all.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm still waiting on him to send me some wine.
Okay. Oh, well, I wait. Oh, by the way, I did hear from Ricardo. Apparently, you finally did drop some of the wine I brought down last time for him.
Well, of course, I did. I'm a good boy.
And I think that was Alan Phillips' wine that I brought down, so it's good stuff.
Oh, well, I didn't know. I gave it away.
Good. Okay. Well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to kind of continue in the same area. We've got Dave Jacobs on the line, who is, I believe he's out on the water right now. Dave, are you there?
I sure am.
Okay, well, your signal is not real strong, but give us a quick idea where you are and what you're doing.
Fishing the fall salmon on the Sacramento River, California. The King Run is opened on July 16th, and it's going really strong. We got some great size fish. We actually got reports of a 70-pound Chinook that was picked up in the lower river here about a week ago.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, your signal's breaking up. I think it's getting better, so we're going to keep going. A 70-pound Chinook in the Sacramento River. I didn't know they got that big. I know that up in the Kenai Peninsula you can find them, you know, that'll go up that size. But this is a different strain down here, isn't it?
This is actually the river where the California state record came out of. And this river hosts the state record of an 88-pound Chinook. The world record's 97.4 ounces caught on the Kenai. And like I said, there's reports of a 70-pound king picked up on about a week ago here on this exact river, Sacramento River.
Man, that would be scary. What would you do with it when you got it to the top of the water?
Probably shoot it. No, I'm kidding.
Get out.
You net it and give everybody a really big high five.
Yeah, you need a pretty good size net for that.
And I've got one.
Okay, you got one just in case. I'll tell you what, I've fished with Dave, and he is incredible. He knows the spot, and if anybody's interested in catching fish, you really want to go with somebody that knows the river and knows what they're doing. So, give us an idea what's happening over the next couple months.
You know, the peak of the run just started here, John. So we've got the peak run right now in late August, and it's going to carry on right through the middle of October. So September, the whole month of September, is absolute red-hot king fishing for salmon here on the Sacramento River.
Oh, great. And then, of course, the tourists are starting to go back to work, so that'd be good. Dave, let's get some contact information for you in case somebody wants to go out there and catch a 70-pound king.
Sure. Give me a call toll-free, 1-800-355-3113 or DaveJacobsFishing.com.
DaveJacobsFishing.com. Okay, Dave, we appreciate that, and I'm glad you're able to take some time out. Have you caught anything today yet?
Oh, yeah, we got a box full of salmon right now. Thank you, John.
Great. Thanks, Dave. Okay, you're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and that sounds pretty exciting, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah, really. I wish I was catching salmon right now.
Yeah, being out in the water. Okay, we'll be right back with you. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
For more than a century, sport fishermen have led the charge for conservation. From trout to marlin, anglers have worked to protect our natural resources and establish successful programs that benefit fish and fishermen. Today, this legacy is at risk unless we step up and lead the fight for real world conservation. That's what the Sport Fishing Conservancy is all about, doing what's best for fish and fishing and making sure anglers get the credit we deserve. Check out the Sport Fishing Conservancy and find out how you can help at sportcon.org.
Eat, sleep, pray, and go fishing.
Back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with Mike the Grizz from Adventures South of the Border. And Grizz, it's always fun to have you on.
Oh, thank you, John. That makes me feel so good.
Yep. Well, and you know, we had it's been fun so far with Anna Gloria from Loreto, which is a great fishing place, but it's more than just that. And what we like to do on the program, you know, it's not a travel show, but you know, when you go on a trip, you experience something, even a fishing trip, there's more to it than just the fishing.
Oh yeah, of course, John. It's you go there to meet people, to see different sites, and to get a bit of the history of the town or the location where you are, and just to get away from it all. You know, it's not just putting a worm on a hook and catching a fish.
Right.
But, that's why I started doing my other show. So we do the actual adventure show to show you where we are, and then we fish.
Okay. Well, talking about fishing, we have John from the Fish Hound website, which is the premier. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and bring John on the show. And first of all, he'll give a quick idea what Fish Hound is, and then he's going to start giving us some reports on some hot spots around the U.S. John?
Hey, guys.
Well, first of all, give us a quick idea what Fish Hound is.
Fish Hound is the largest single source for online fishing reports and one of the largest fishing communities out there. We've got over 2,000 waters covered across the United States.
Wow. So whatever you want to know, whatever the fishing's like. And now when you say you got it covered, so you have, guides and landings in different parts of the U.S. that give you regular reports?
Yes, sir. We've partnered up with about 1,500 local guide services, tackle shops, boat captains, outfitters, the real professionals that are on those bodies of water day in, day out.
Well, John, one of the things that we're going to do real quick is we have the Grizz on the line from Adventures South of the Border that lives in La Paz and fishes all of southern Baja. I think that we could probably talk him into joining your team.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have the Grizz.
Okay. Oh, well, that's nice. You never invited me, so I never did it. And I'm kind of special, you know. Now, the fishing's good right now. It's great down here. I fish, like John says, I fish from Mag Bay all the way down to Cabo. And we're fishing, my son and I doing the show, we fish it. Basically, we fish every week. We're fishing somewhere different.
John, give us an idea what you've got going on with Fish Hound and some of the reports that you're getting in from around the United States.
Yeah, I kind of touch on the bass fishing topic at the moment. Before you think about hanging up your fishing gear for hunting gear this coming fall, consider that there are some parts of the country where bass fishing is still stronger than ever. Take Table Rock out in Montana, for example. The fish continue to hold shallower than normal in the Branson area. Fishing has been very good, concentrating on gravel points and flats with drop shot rigs. The majority of fish have been holding in the 22 to 30-foot range at the bottom or at any wood cover. Smallmouth have been feeding even shallower early and late in the day. Look for signs of shad being chased close to the bank, and most of the fish have been holding less than 10 feet of deep water until the sun comes up. Another great lake would be Kentucky Lake. Late August fishing on Kentucky Lake is a collage of contradictions. We're still a month away from the official fall fishing, yet with the reports we get in, some days it feels like it's fall there, other days it makes you think summer is still here to stay. And you can catch them shallow one day, deep the next. Grass mats are near their thickest, and this would be perfect time to frog fish. With, throw in river current, abundant grass beds, shell beds, ledges, bright sun, clouds, wind. This equation, it's going to be a little bit confusing when you're fishing. And my advice is hire a good guide, let them worry about all that stuff, and enjoy a beautiful day catching fish.
John, you mentioned something that I truly believe in. It does cost some money to hire a true professional, but if you're going to be going fishing someplace that you're not familiar with or a type of fishing you're not familiar with, I always suggest you go for at least the first day you spend the money for a guide, because it can make the difference in a whole trip.
Absolutely. These guys know the conditions. They know the backyard that they're living in, and it certainly makes for a greater day on the water when you've got somebody who can help you out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that I've been in places where, there's no fish in here. And you go with a guide and, say, well, I remember in particular one time when I went steelhead fishing, the first thing the guide did, there's a couple of us, he took us out and we had to stare into the water and look for steelhead, because it's something you actually sight fish for. And And the what you do is the fish would, you couldn't see the fish because they're so well camouflaged, but they cast a shadow on the bottom of the river and the rocks. And with an untrained eye, you'd never know they were there. But you know, once you learn that, you know, then you've got a much better opportunity. And that's just one of the things that makes all the difference.
So true.
And so what else is happening around the country?
Well, out in the Grand Ole Lakes of the Cherokees, out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, this is actually going to be the site of the 2013 Bassmaster Classic. I have no doubt that there are some big ones in this fishery. Water elevation right now is about a foot below normal. Largemouth bass is fair on worms and jigs. If you want to search in deeper water, another good tip is to look on the shady side of the docks. White bass have also been caught patrolling around the islands by sailboat bridge. You can even find some catfish on some fresh-cut bait above the sailboat bridge. And the crappie is also fair on minnows and jigs below the docks with brush.
Great. That sounds fantastic. And this is, like we said, don't put your gear away yet. The fishing is just getting good right now.
Absolutely. It's still a great time to search for the bass and a number of other species.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, Fishhound is kind of unique because it covers everywhere. And you guys have got kind of a different type of operation than just a website. Do you want to take just about 30 seconds and explain that?
Sure. You know, to get fully immersed into the website, the best thing to do is to join our club. You pay $5 a month and we get you access to around $300 worth of fishing tackle. You're able to test and review gear from rods, reels, baits, lures, terminal tackle, you name it, we've got it, and we want your feedback. So check out the site, and I promise you won't be disappointed.
Great. Well, John, we appreciate that very much, and those are some good tips from all around the United States.
Anytime, guys. Always a pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, John. Hey, Grizz, let's move up to Lake Shasta right now and find out what's happening. We've been on the Sacramento River where Dave Jacobs was talking about 70-pound kings, and then well, John's covered most of the fresh water of the other places. Let's go up to Shasta, and I suspect that we have Mandy, I believe, on the line with this. And Mandy, have you got rid of all the tourists yet?
All the what? I'm sorry.
Have you got rid of all the tourists yet so you can take over the lake?
No, not yet. I'm still slowly kicking them out.
Well, it is. You know, I know throughout the... they keep changing the school times where, you know, now it's not like it traditionally used to be. It used to be you go to school after, excuse me, in the beginning of September. But there's still some people left over. And this is probably one of the best times of the year to be there, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, school just started on Monday, so the lake has quieted it down. Mm-hmm. We have a fire that's making it pretty smoky down here, too. So
oh, that's still
don't really
on,
have
huh?
a lot of people on there.
Wow. Yeah, that's been burning for a couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The air quality is really poor, so we haven't really had a lot of people out on the lake.
Mm-hmm. Does that affect the fishing or the water?
Oh, absolutely. No, those guys are absolutely not. Sorry. Those guys go out there no matter what.
Uh-huh. Well, of course. Of course. We're gonna have to get Grizz up here one of these days. Yes, you know, Grizz likes to go for bass. And one of the great things about Shasta is the variety of fish that they have in there. Give us an idea real quick what all you can catch.
You can catch bass, trout. I believe is it Chinook salmon? No,
it would probably be... wait a second.
No.
Sockeye.
Yes, thank you.
It's landlocked salmon, yeah.
Yes, that's all around. I have a bunch of guys out by the dam, by Shasta Dam,
mm-hmm.
and they are catching those like crazy.
Oh, those are fun to catch.
Yeah, and we have some sturgeon and catfish. And
interesting. Now, sturgeon, is there a slot limit? Are you allowed to keep any of those?
You know, I haven't checked. Last year, they were letting people keep one,
mm-hmm.
and then the year before that, it was two, I believe.
Hmm. Yeah, that's
so I'm not sure this year, though. I haven't seen any come out yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
well, I'll go up there fishing if you go fishing with me.
You got it. throw a dog on our hook and go catch some catfish.
There you go.
Can we do something different than catfish? I really don't like them.
You don't?
No.
Well, we can go catch, I heard that they do have some sturgeon and catfish that are the size of like a two-year-old boy down by the dam that we can go catch. Well,
that would be good. I'll go for that kind of stuff. That's like catching a marlin or something.
Yeah. Mud marlin.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But, yeah, sturgeon are very, very interesting. You know, they're prehistoric. They can live to be over 100 years old, and they are very well protected. They're kind of strange looking, but they're certainly a lot of fun.
Well, so are we, John.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have to go, Grizz. Let's get Mandy to give us some quick contact information.
Just check out ShastaTrinityCamping.com, and we'll have lake levels, stuff like that on there.
Okay.
Places to go camping, everything like that.
So that's Shasta Trinity
Camping.com.
ShastaTrinityCamping.com. Okay, great job. Thank you, Mandy, for filling in for us.
You're welcome.
All righty. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. And Grizz, we certainly appreciate having you around. It's been a lot of fun. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.